Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat for the week of June 9th, 2015. I am Jose Otero, and this week on the show, we are talking about the Taken King leaks, and is a thing. We're going to spend some time talking a little bit about that. We have a summary from Kotaku about what to expect. Then we're going to talk about the elimination game type, which was just added to Destiny as an alternative to Trials of Osiris. And lastly,
not an alternative. Let's not call it an alternative.
Let's not call it an alternative. Yeah. Practice grounds.
Practice.
For that. Yeah, and then lastly, last week we asked you, what do fans want to see at E3 from Destiny?
And Jose got a bunch of those emails.
Responses. I did. I finally read our emails.
Thank you,
But
sir.
Joining me once again, Fran Mirabella.
Hello, everybody.
Dustin Laguerre.
Hi.
And let's kick it off with the Taken King leaks. So apparently Kotaku was given some information about Destiny's next expansion.
It actually wasn't Kotaku first. It first showed up on Reddit from Planet Destiny.
Oh,
and
surprise.
And then Kotaku corroborated that stories.
Okay, got it. All right.
And then they had a third corroborator.
Okay, let's not pass back for too long. But
basically,
let's get
looking like this is all accurate. It's the short way to put it.
Credit where credit's due. You know, Reddit, thank you as always. And the Taken King has a price tag of $40, according to this information. And there are three new subclasses in a raid.
Saying for September, by the way.
Good point. Keep it going, guys. What else is on here?
$40 is on there.
$40 is on there. Yeah. That's quite a price.
What do you guys think?
Well, let's run down the quick details, right? You know me. I'm such a stickler.
Yeah, go ahead, Fran.
So, it's up September 2015 for $40, so not a full price that we thought for maybe a full game. There will be a new raid, supposedly with Oryx, who is Crota's father.
Yeah.
There will be a new enemy or race, potentially. They're talking about the Taken kind of backing Oryx. Mm-hmm. And then you've got new strikes and PvP maps, actually a pretty good handful, you know, supposedly being rumored, but no specific amount. Mm-hmm. Three new subclasses and new abilities. We've all seen that slot sitting there. It's saying that Hunter will get their Void, Warlock will get their Arc, and Titan will get their Solar. So, pretty interesting.
It is.
So, where to start with this?
$40.
$40 is where to start.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Take my money. I've already played the game for 500 hours.
House of Wolves and Dark Below, that's $40. That's two separate expansions.
So, let's just do the quick calculation. We've all paid about... How much right now?
Those are $20 a pop, by the way.
Yeah, so we've actually all paid about $100 if you've purchased all
the way through House of Wolves. After this.
And you'll be up to 140. But meaning comparatively, you remember the Dark Below drops.
Yeah.
Then you can look at what they did with House of Wolves and you're paying $20 per drop. So this is double the price. So you are getting a raid.
Which you got with Dark Below.
But you got that with Dark Below.
Yeah,
but you're getting a whole new enemy class. Rumored, now this is where I don't believe there were more of these details, but if you go back to that marketing leak, there was supposedly that PowerPoint presentation or whatever that showed the path of, you know, Vex is to come after the Taken King, and after that.
And then there was all the flying pyramids that we never got to see.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it said something on the order of like eight to 12 like missions being added.
Oh, that leak. I'm talking way back when the game was leaked.
Yeah. Oh, before that.
There was like flying pyramids. And I don't think we ever got those. Maybe the Vex, but I don't think
so. But that would be after. But anyway, my point is, it is a more substantial drop. A lot more missions than you got in House of Wolves. You will get a raid and you'll get a new enemy class. What we don't know is how many weapons and items. I mean, as a player, that's one of the biggest things that we depend on.
So
it's hard to say. I think that, like, just to put that out there, it's a little too early to judge.
True.
We're
going
to go to E3 and hope this is what we're going to see.
It's going
to
blow us away.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
I love Destin Wars. It's going to blow us away. All right. But I think focusing on the price tag right now makes a lot of sense because it is quite hefty. Mm-hmm. And you can make the argument, and some people will not like that I'm about to say this.
This is Destiny.
But Destiny is a game that, okay, so you said Destiny might cost roughly $140. Is that the number you just threw out there?
Well, if you purchase all the way through.
But you also put in over 140 hours into this game.
Like,
you're not paying by
dollar an hour.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
Way less than that.
I put in 300 hours in Fallout 3, and but I bought all the DLC for that too.
Which also added up. Now, I'm not making a case for why this should be $40. I feel like looking at this list, my knee-jerk reaction is this doesn't seem like a lot, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a list. So I don't think that's fair to them to quickly give them
a snap judgment on this. You're right. $40 just seems like such a large number. That's almost the price of a full retail game. And we're getting, they can only do so much with this world. Like, I have to see what they're going to release here.
Playable Yoshimitsu.
You know,
you can play as Master Chief. Master Chief is a new class.
So, like, for me, I go back to what I said last week, and we don't have to go down that road again. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
no,
I don't care. I mean, I do care about all this. This is important. A new class is super exciting to have those options. However, fundamentals have to be fixed. That, for me, is what has to come at E3, and that has to be a part
vault
of this release.
Space.
If, vault space is still a problem, if the new weapons are really just new versions of things that you can
the
just
vendor
roll
weapons,
again. Like, we're not loving the Queen's weapons, right? Like, I don't feel compelled. In fact, I'm trying to face down Skolas, and I'm feeling like, crap, I didn't get some of these random high-impact drops on these snipers that I need, and there's no option right now in the current game. Not that I've gotten on my rolls. But
I don't,
you get my point.
I don't have a huge. I know what you're saying. I don't have a huge incentive to play right now either.
They
it's
have
like,
to fix
all right,
those
there's
incentives.
New trials gear. I mean, it looks cool, but
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to put in that much effort to.
I mean, I'm excited.
Get a new helmet that I don't have anywhere to put.
Yeah.
You know, that's my issue.
I think
with it.
That's all fair. And when you brought up earlier, excuse me, I bumped the mic. You did bring up earlier, new weapons will be really cool. Like, that's ultimately what drives us. Immediately, the vault space thing jumped in my head. We're like,
fundamentals.
I don't know, man. Like, but
we want our cake and eat it too. I think it's worth $40 to me, but that's also because, like, I take my money. I've played so much in this game. I enjoy it. I think it has a magic to it that is understated with all the frustration you have. And you find this in some of your favorite games, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you often talk about, like, why I love this game so much, and it's hard to explain to people who just, it's not for them. But there is a magic there. So I'm, like, think about this, getting back into a raid, and there's that awesome exotic drop that you have to get at a certain point. Yeah. It's pretty exciting for us to do that type of stuff. But
raid weapons are great. That's
you're
exciting.
Get that
They're also
more.
Saying September for this. Fran, you wanted a mid-year release.
No, I did. I was just saying that for a raid, you mean?
No. For content, you wanted something in June.
No, I mean, I wanted it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I've always sort of said, like, look, I think we were waiting it out. That's what I said about
September.
House of Wolves. Like, 30, 45 days, and then let's see what takes us down that road to year
This better
year two.
Blow people away to last us until September.
Yes. And also,
we got all of June, all of July, all of August.
I do want to throw out there, though, and this might be taking a step back in the conversation, but looking at this list, the one thing I'm not seeing is real estate. I'm not seeing any indication of either new planet, new levels. And I think if they can make up the difference in new, brand new spaces, and we're talking about, obviously, a raid is a new space. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about strikes. I'm talking about missions. I'm talking about, like, the other places you want people to go that can change the game from the nightfall to the daily to the weekly.
So what we saw, though, with new strikes and the current missions in House of Wolves, you do get taken to new places.
I see what you did there.
Damn it,
but for a lot of people, that's not enough.
But I wanted clarity. Are you looking for, like, a whole new planet and environment, or do you just mean, because there's a lot
new
of space
areas
on the map? And here's what I read into. If the rumors are true, obviously, that there's a lot of missions, call it up, you know, 8 to 12, and there's, like, a handful of strikes, you're going to have a lot of new places to play in.
I'm sorry, Fran, but if they're going to charge $40 for something where I'm running through spaces that already exist in the game, I have a problem with that.
If you're running back through.
If I'm running back through.
Like, I'm saying I'm
go to
the
Cosmodrome and then go to that area you've been in and then fight some people.
No, I think there's going to be new unlocked areas.
Like you look at the model for MMO expansions, and real estate becomes part of that package in World of Warcraft. In insert name here, that is normally the approach, right? Give people new places to start from, new abilities to use, and new activities to keep them busy, new things to keep
them busy. I think
you're
going to see that with this as well.
I hope so.
That it points
I want
look,
that.
It's year two is what this is.
Yeah.
I keep calling it Destiny 1.5 for year two, which I believe Destiny 2 will come the following year, actually, at the beginning of year three. That's what I believe.
I need to see some story.
But my point is, that's why I believe, look at the pricing. A lot of signs point to this is substantial. It's not... You can see the messaging. This is not just a House of Wolves drop. They're charging you twice the price.
I'm praying to RNGesus right now.
I don't think they're. My point is, I don't think they're trying to get away with just you get a new subclass.
Yeah,
you get a raid. Yeah, yeah. We already got a raid, and if all I got out of this was a subclass and a few more strikes and no new areas, I mean that'd be a huge.
But given
problem.
The track record of the smaller expansions that cost $20 and the low expectations that have now been set because of some of that, because of some of that, when I see $40, it can be either or, and I don't want to. I don't want to drag this on forever.
$40.
This is it.
$40 is what we paid for Dark Below and House of Wolves. Had that been one drop, I think people would have been very disappointed.
Well,
$40 is
what you could get Destiny for right now. Like Destiny 1.0, you can buy for $40 these days. Mm-hmm. It's roughly $30-$40.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good perspective. Actually, is like you compile Dark Below and House of Wolves, so you get Prison of Elders, you get the raid, you get all that gear, which is quite a bit for $40.
But we
under
have that,
guys, you might be disappointed for $40.
It's too high of a price point. I feel like the $20 price point should have been Dark Below and House of Wolves together as one release. You get
a lot of content.
It is a lot of content, but we deserve it. For the price
we're
paying,
we deserve it.
We do. I mean, as a
it's
player,
it's hard
base,
to define the value that goes.
It is very hard to define a value for what the stuff is.
I'm sure Activision has a calculation.
Yes, it's called margins over what you're spending. No, I mean, legitimately, you do have to. Place bets and run a business, and I understand that. But look, I'm not excited by the
text.
Little more malleable. Like honestly, I'm one of those gamers now. Like, I paid $60 for Splatoon, and I was like $60. Yeah. Then I'm like, I'm having fun with it.
I do want to emphasize that I do have a lot of respect for. This is a very hard equation to solve. I'm very curious to see in terms of dollar value to the amount of fun. I think that a lot of the game they've made is a great game. We've talked about it all the time. It's a good game. It's why we started a podcast, right? It's why we talk about this game every week. So hopefully E3, bring the goods.
Yeah. I take
Show
weeks like
why.
This with caution. So definitely. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not excited by text.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We've heard the...
But it's a leak.
We've heard this rumor about the subclasses forever.
So they've been talking about that since the first one.
Your reasoning, by the way, why this makes developers and publishers so upset. Because they're like, this is not the controlled message.
Yep, exactly.
I am not, right? And that's why they get so upset. And meanwhile, we're on the reporting side saying, give us these leaks.
Let's pull over to the side a bit. Let's talk a little bit about these subclasses, right? So this is a much requested thing for each character class, right? Mm-hmm. Hunters will finally have a void type. Warlocks will finally have an archetype.
They're just getting the damage type they don't have.
Yeah. But that doesn't excite you at all?
It could be a really cool power. Well, think about it. The Titan bubble is sought after.
That's all I'm saying.
I know, and you're right. That's why it's hard to speculate.
You want to see that kind of stuff. But I mean, does it excite you the possibility of having one more avenue of a subclass, potentially cool new moves?
I don't know.
Okay, instead of saying we don't know what's coming,
why don't we
talk about what's rumored? And I'm just curious what you guys think it is, if that's okay. Hunter says it's a void gravity bow. I mean, any idea what that might be? A gravity bow? Like
you shoot people and they float?
It almost sounds like, you can hit something down that's going to like almost suck in or something. Who knows?
That could be kind of neat.
I mean, we could speculate, right? It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Warlock, Electrical Storm.
That
I'm
seems
sensing
like
something like, yeah, the
push
Scion.
Everybody away from you.
Yeah, I
you
feel
know,
like it's
yeah.
almost. Now, the Hunter has that, right? Like the Arc wave.
That Titan has like the Titan Smash, and I think that'll
be
what the Warlock
is. It's going to
be
similar, but with Arc. But I think, it's going to be
more
of
a... Yeah, because the Hunter version pushes things
so
away.
So Gravity
in front
Bow
of
will probably be like the Warlock's Void Super where he
the
throws
Nova the Bomb?
Nova Bomb, yeah.
Could be, yeah, something maybe somewhere. And then the Titan, they say it's a Solar Flaming Hammer. That sounds like another just big smash, but it sounds almost like a forward.
But I definitely have a lot of faith these will all
maybe
be brand
hammers.
New.
Yeah. It's like the gun. It's like the golden gun, but he has a hammer and he throws.
Don't Sorry, go cynical on me. No, absolutely.
I'm being goofy.
I know you are being goofy. I just want to be sure people on air know you're being goofy. No, I do believe though, because specials and the feeling of pulling off the special is such a unique thing to Destiny and such a cool part of the way combat unfolds. Right, you pop a special and you just run up to someone with an arc blade and just take care of this. Go to town.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see what this stuff looks like. If this is in fact what these things are,
I don't know what Titan's going to be. That's another smash attack, that might be a problem. I bet you get a big hammer and you hit people with it. That's
you
more likely.
You probably run around with a
Titan smash.
Well, because that would be similar to the hunter's
arc blade,
you know? Like, you get something and you can choose where you move and how fast you move.
And the third-person camera is really cool. Titans are kind of slow, though. Would that work?
Whereas not, with not the hunter, if you had the running effects, you know?
Good point.
Could be,
point.
Maybe it's and just like, kind of like
you speed up and you just get a hammer and you just tear people apart. That'd be fun.
Solar makes you faster.
But yeah, to your point, Jose, that variety is much needed, and I think it will have a big impact on things.
There we go. All right, so let's move over to Elimination Game Type was introduced today.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, today.
Well,
so,
we're actually, this is going to release on Friday to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was released earlier in the week. Yeah,
that's right.
The info.
And so, Elimination Game Type, if you're playing Trials of Osiris, you are technically playing this game type. But this can be found in the PvP, regular standard PvP as an activity you can jump into.
Yeah.
This is the same intense winner-take-all 3v3 action that has defined the Trials of Osiris, but with several key differences.
And no power advantages.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's training, it's like, but it's not training.
Nice.
It's like Iron Banner.
It is training because you get to play at any level.
You get to practice. Yeah. I wonder how the score. I haven't tried it out yet, but like maybe there'll be a scorecard system. Mm-hmm. Probably not. It's probably just like
I literally think it's match to match. Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
It's really just Crucible, right? Mm-hmm. As you would expect it with these amendments. I mean, meaning it's probably skirmish. Well, we know it's 3v3, but then, power advantage is disabled, and then skill matching as well. It's not like you have to have that because of that. And then
team matchmaking.
It
does exist.
Of
course it exists. I'm just kidding. I'm trolling. Possible. No. Well,
there you go. They're solving for that. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you can't play trials. They say go play elimination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they believe, just like raids, you need to team up.
Well, and this is a smart move because PvP is dropping better gear, right? So you're giving people an opportunity to play an elimination game type to practice technically for Trials of Osiris, but not get those rewards, and then hopefully make friends to take back.
The next one's big.
Yeah, Jose.
Map cycling is enabled. Why is this big? Explain
because
to people why this is big.
Because Trials, you play on one map all weekend. Yeah. This, you're going to get a taste of all the different maps that Trials will ever be on and get good at them.
Yeah. And everyone has their play styles. And sometimes you get a map where you're like, I'm not a sniper. This is driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Like, you feel really beaten down if it's not your place.
Burning Shrine was such a good map to launch with.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Cool.
And then rewards are standard to what they normally are. So meaning it's not like you can go open some new big chest in this. It's just part of the Crucible.
Well, but still, PvP is dropping much better stuff these days. So this is still a great time to introduce this.
Right? We actually knew this was coming like a long time ago. We talked about it in my Trials preview about how Elimination was supposed to launch earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, because they told us about it. And I'm kind of surprised it took this long to come out.
It's easy to forget this stuff. In fact, we didn't even talk about it on the show, but there was that Eververse rumor and everything that went all the way back to pre-release.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. They talked about wanting to have some trading system potentially in Destiny, but that would come later.
Yeah.
And we all went through and forgot about it. I totally forgot. And we were like, why don't they allow trading? And it's like, apparently they've thought about it and they've been working on it. This rumor about Eververse, who knows? Bungie registered this thing called Eververse. It could
Forever
have nothing.
Ago.
Is it Eververse?
I don't remember.
I believe so. But the idea
is a long time ago.
A trading community. So anyway, the point is there's a lot of evolution to this game and things do change per our notes on the leak. It may not be accurate anymore.
I love this elimination game type, though. Just going back to that really quick. It's exciting that I can play this and just kind of relax and play some multiplayer.
Me too.
You know, with the team.
And not feel like a loser every 3 minutes.
It
is.
I feel like it's not set enough to some extent, right? Mm-hmm. Like, talk a little bit about that.
Well, I find it's very stressful. Like, you get that loss, and like a lot of times matches are just camping outside or inside and just waiting. I'm talking about Burning Shrine. I didn't play the other maps.
Sure.
But dude, you got to like... If you mess up, you let your whole team down. Your teammates will get frustrated. You know, if you're playing with somebody that's trying to get nine,
let's burn a little
friendships
clock on this.
Are ruined in Trials of Osiris.
Yeah, definitely.
People get really upset.
I get mad at people. Yeah. Like I've been partnered with people. I'm like, if you play like that again, I have to bring in a different teammate. Like
true.
Like you seriously went 0-16. Like, you can't be
it's
on
true,
my team.
And you can't not you be know? Offended by that.
So this
it's
is like, a destined scolding.
That, yeah. yeah. I mean, that's what makes it kind of cool that it's so hardcore, but that's where they did need the solution to like, okay, you can play this game type without
it's really called
baggage.
Trials of Ligiri.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, they did the same to me, you know, if I'm not pulling my weight, they're like, I'm gonna run it with somebody else. Like
you have to, it's a time investment. I mean,
it's
at
a
some
time
point,
investment and like, it's stressful. And if you reset that card, you just wasted all your
for
time.
Sure. Yeah, in trials you play to win, and that's the point. That's why you're on one map with these parameters. Elimination will allow you to play to have some fun. Yeah.
What are some of your trial stories? Just out of curiosity, we have some time.
Nothing actually that super unique. I mean, very similar, right? I've had this conversation about this will ruin our friendship. So I've actually played with a couple different groups. Some were just random, you know, followers, and others were a couple of my friends. And like things get a little like, you know, apologetic at times. Mm-hmm. Or no, well, one big thing I noticed is you have to have someone who's calling the shots, and you got to be real careful. Name any names, but I've played with a couple groups, and there was one group where somebody was in there, and like it was sort of talked about after of like, oh man, that was just
like you
I do not like playing with that person, and it was like, well, they didn't mean it, you know, like that's what happens in
trials. Because they get aggressive.
Because of they try to take over, or, you know, this or that, and it's
anyone who breaks the team kind of is already was it like me? That's a problem.
No,
it was you, Des.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Afterwards, like, I gotta go.
No,
I
the
hate
point
that
is, you
guy.
Get people to come in and like, no, I'm a Crucible Master, and I'll show you what to do. And it's like, but wait, this is a team game, but it's just like the raids we've talked about. You have to have.
You need a leader.
I really recommend having a leader.
Yeah.
Like
fair
play,
leadership.
I'll actually say, who's leading? Where do we go? Have you won before? Like,
You have them fill out a questionnaire.
Yeah. I ask if they've won before. They're like, I haven't done it before, but I've been on teams. Like, no. Yeah. Like, I want somebody that knows how to do this.
Or just
lead. Not somebody that read about it.
And I was playing with a group I went in making the assumption that they had, like, a strong plan, et cetera. And then I realized, they weren't really calling shots. And I said, you know what? I haven't played this before, but let me give it a shot and lead. You know, and like that communication
for me. And then it was a disaster.
No, actually, it benefited us. We still ended up losing in the end. Yeah. But the point is that communication is key.
It helps.
So I have only dabbled in the Trials of Osiris. I will say I'm not a regular in PvP by any stretch of the imagination. But we went in on friendly terms and nobody really freaked out about it. I mean, the one thing we were disappointed with is that we got worked. Jeez. Badly. And at the end, it was like, man, I don't know if I'm having fun with this.
Yeah. See, you can try elimination now.
Yeah. So, maybe elimination is the friendlier alternative. But that said, you know, still, it is cool to have a mode like that, like Trials, that kind of brings out the hyper-aggressive teamwork.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is very damaging. So be really careful, Guardians, and don't kill each other over this thing.
So is elimination going to be there permanently now?
Yeah, they said permanently. Yeah. They clarified later.
Yeah.
They made it sound like it was going to rotate
originally.
And I was like, they were asking me about the news story. I'm like, they actually don't clarify that this is permanent. This could be like salvage.
Yeah.
Comes around once
in
a while.
But you reached out and got clarification, is what you're saying?
They reached out on Twitter and said this is permanent.
Right. Oh, so it'll mean it launches this weekend and then it's there to stay until further notice.
And you know what else is permanent? The next transition. Yeah. That was a really bad one. Yeah. But here we go. So moving on to
you picked some emails.
Yeah, I did pick some emails. And thank you very much if you emailed us letting us know what do you want to see from Destiny at E3. Thank you very much for those emails. Some of them were very obvious. Some of them were not so obvious. I tried to mix this up as best I could. So our first email comes from
Michael
Scott Bowden.
Oh, sorry.
And he says, aside from the obvious vault upgrade, new level cap, Wemba damage, here's my list of wants from E3. And this was pretty much a good summary of a lot of wants we got. So if I don't read your email, sorry about that. The new subclasses, obviously, like filling in that gap for the Titan, the Warlock, the Hunter.
Yeah.
New weapon types. Sidearms are really cool. So more weapon types would be a great addition. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point.
You mentioned a railgun.
Grenade launcher.
Heavy sniper, railgun, grenade launchers. Give me more weapons. Weapon types, fun weapon types. More vehicles. Maybe something to do with ships.
Something to do with our ships would be huge. It is so boring up there.
Like Halo sort of revolutionized how the first person shooter approached vehicles in the Warthog and in the tank. Mm-hmm. And Bungie has done nothing with that knowledge in Destiny. It feels
they have some cool, like the pikes are cool, the new pike is cool, but you just kind of get it and you don't do anything with
it. There's no separation. There's
Cabal
no difference.
Missions, you get to ride those Deceptors or whatever.
This is true.
They needed a little more of that.
They need more of that. Like absolutely. No, excellent point. More vehicles.
Ride on a turret on top of one of them too.
Oh man, remember when someone would get in the tank, someone would ride in different spots or get on the turret? Like that kind of stuff is fun. I want to see that. I think this is a great point.
And hopping in a Banshee in Halo has always been just so cool. So
taking a Banshee by force.
Yes. Hijacking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can't hijack in this game.
You can't.
Yeah, that sucks.
No,
yeah.
But meaning they've got the knowledge. It would be very nice to bring
that. Be nice to bring some of that over.
What else did he say?
All right, wider variety of events in PvE. We've talked about that. Definitely
right there,
new bounties, public events, public patrol missions, etc. And a continuation of the main story with more info on the Traveler, the Speaker, the Exo Stranger, and more Dinklage. Where is the Peter Dinklage?
I'm fine with no more Dinklage. Yeah.
Or who knows? Maybe they're holding him back for. No, I think that that was like.
He's hanging out with dragons.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. That was a good email. A lot of great points there.
Who's up next?
Next one is from Michael Muse. So there's a lot here. I was hoping to actually isolate a few of these. This is something that I feel like we've talked about. I know Vince brought this up in the review. I don't think we talk about it enough on the show, but I haven't been on every episode, so forgive me if we've missed this.
Too long didn't read. He's got a cover for you.
Yeah, he's got a cover for me, which is custom
yes.
Oh,
custom
yeah.
PvP.
We've totally.
Yeah, where is that? Yeah. Like, you should have the ability to set game types. To
that
set
would
up
be huge.
Front
that
matches
would be
with friends. Like, how is there not a custom arena inside of the tower or somewhere within Destiny? Like, I get you're going for sort of a place like an MMO, like something that has like some sort of like permanence to it. But how can you overlook this? You know, it's 2015.
Yep. No, for sure. Like that would be huge for it. Who knows? Maybe that's still in the wings. Maybe that's what's coming with 1.5.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I would love that personally.
He said a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, he did.
He just kind of talks about the stuff that he liked in Halo 3 and how he would play with his friends all the time.
Yeah. He liked 2v2. Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or even like strange game types like shoddy snipers was always like kind of fun.
Yeah.
I know for
favorite.
Bungie, maybe to them there's some hesitation to retread old ground, but I do feel like in some cases, take some of that knowledge and just tweak some more of it, you know? Like, make some changes to that stuff.
Jose, we got about 2 minutes, so pick the best one.
Okay, so let's pick the last email will be... Sorry.
We already had
it.
Going
to take a minute. Yep.
Looks like we only got one.
But you didn't write his name down.
No, I actually put another one down that I wanted to read.
Okay.
Okay, I like this one from John Leach, who says, first of all, patrol party. He wants patrol parties to be able to increase. He says 16. I think that's too much.
Wow.
I would go for, maybe 6. I would like to run out on patrols with up to 6 guardians. I would want missions with up to 6 guardians.
Yeah.
I want sort of a bigger team battle focus, and I kind of agree with John here.
Talking
just
about
the
that,
idea
like,
of that,
even in really multiplayer, cool. What about multiplayer? Like bigger team battles?
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Custom loadouts. I know it's a thing from COD. He gets it. But having a preset weapon loadout would be very helpful for the raid, for the Nightfall, for a modifier that has arc damage when you need
Destiny
an arc loadout.
Destiny item manager. A lot of people have been talking about it lately. We've talked about it before on the show, but it allows you to do this. And I used it. I finally used it, Fran.
Yeah.
It is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
It is
nice.
Really, really good.
But you
good.
Have to have a laptop next to you, right?
You have to have Chrome. You need a tower. Or there's one for iPhone also and Android.
Oh, you know, nice. I've been hesitating to try it.
It's not Destiny Item Manager, but it's similar.
Yeah, there was one called Little Light, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that might be it. So.
Okay.
But there's some
cool
solutions out there, but it should be in the official game.
Yes.
Be nice.
Yeah.
So
should the official app, maybe, or something.
Exactly. Hopefully. And that's the point. Hopefully, again, fundamentals, those things come with Taken King. Let's hope for it.
Yep. And the last thing John asked for, which not to harp on this again, but make ships relevant.
Definitely.
More work needs to be done with ships. I would love to see some space battles. Remember, Halo Reach had those.
Yeah.
And I will at least give us something for dismantling the blasted things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that makes sense. You know, like that, that's a reasonable
ship parts and then you build a ship.
That said, I did have some disappointment with, we got some great responses, some great emails, but I was kind of looking for what do you want them to show you at E3 instead of this laundry list of things they want. But thank you anyway for those that got through and for those emails that we read. Like, we absolutely appreciate your support on the show. And we're done.
Yeah, we got to go.
E3 is upon us. We are here next week.
Crazy E3 planning time.
We will be at the great show,
That's right.
We will be talking about anything and everything Destiny or finding the time to.
Week of June 15th, and there's going to be a lot of stuff going on there. So go to IGN.com/E3.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, always be sure to check us out on Xbox One, PlayStation 4. If you're on iTunes, be sure to drop us a review. We always appreciate it, keeping the lights on here at Fireteam Chat.
Absolutely. All right, cool. And I guess
until
that's
next
it.
Time.
Oh, no. Don't
Guardians.
No, I did the hand thing. We talked
what,
about
are we timing
this.
Timing it?
All right. Guardians
out.
That was a little better.
I
you both
we
did different
that was
hand signals.
That's the worst.
We're out of here.
Hey,
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.